Carol Fritz. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. How was the first day of shows on the island this morning? I loved listening to it this morning. Gosh, you had some interesting guests.
Well, it was very fun and interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm talking, shaking hands with a gentleman who I had on the radio. But it's been a very, very interesting day. As a matter of fact, some of the conferences that they had earlier this afternoon were just fascinating.
Well, and give me some insight.
All right. Well, there was a forum that was held where Tim Bryan is the chairman and CEO of Galaxy Solutions. Mark Davis is the president and CEO of InStar, which is a disaster property damage company. Bill Parfit is the president and CEO of NDI Research. It's a biotech company. Another interesting guy who was on the program is Mark Murray, who is the president of Meijer. All these gentlemen were together, and they were talking about what can be done to make business better here in the state of Michigan, defining the road to economic recovery. And the two things, Cheryl, that I walked away from, and I tell you what, it will change my attitude for a long time, is number one, there is opportunity when there is misfortune. Michigan, as you know, has been in economic turmoil. There's been political challenges. There's been financial challenges. The housing market was very challenged. And what these business owners who moved their businesses or are already located in the state of Michigan, what they kept talking about was, look, I can buy land cheaply here. We do have a great source for employees with the universities here. There is some economic help here. The tax structure is a challenge, but with this misfortune could come fortune for companies. And all of these men who were on this panel hired at least 100 people and had planned to hire more. So I thought that that was very interesting. And then the other point that they made was that we talk so much about how the children in China seem to be smarter than our kids, seem to be more advanced educationally than the kids here in the United States. And a couple of the business owners and presidents said, you know what, they may be better in math, they may be better in science, but they're so mechanical, they can't think outside the box, they can't think. And therefore, we have the edge there, and we need to capitalize on that. People are thinking that China is taking away our jobs. Well, we can think better. There's a lot of things that we can do better than them in order to compete. And so it was a very upbeat, feisty group of gentlemen who were positive thinkers and who believe that, hey, the easy stuff is done. And as challenging as this budget was, they thought collectively, the easy part is done. Now we got to get to work and really dig in to a lot of issues. There more can be done with taxes. More can be done with combining services. Even taking, we've got more than 80 counties here in the state of Michigan. You know, it was thought that could be cut in half to consolidate, to save, to share information. We have to do something with kids who don't have the financial means, get them in college and take the pressure off the prison system.
Well, I'm telling you, Tony, you are fired up. I can hear it in your voice. You're excited. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You know what this is like. We're up against a hard break. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow and see what tomorrow's day brings for you.
All right. Have a great show.
You as well.